Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Hey, thank you, Doug. Thank you again. It's August 6th, and today is another hour of Takeover Talk. And I'm Bobby Cohen. Again, our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Please remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. Keep in mind, M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, like I said, it is Monday, August 6th, and this is Takeover Talk, and I'm Bobby Cohen. Feel free to dial in and call me at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Well, again, it's Merger Monday. I always start off with a company when we wake up and wow, and there's a takeover. And it was first thing this morning, Bemis Company. The symbol was Boy Mary Sam. It's a packaging company. It's one of those companies where you go to the supermarket and you get those plastic bags. Well, you know what? This morning, Bemis woke up and they received a takeover bid by a rival Australian company called Amcor. Now, believe it or not, Bemis, the 52-week high is $53. The 52-week low was $40.60. It's currently trading around $52 right now. The rumor was floating around this past Friday, believe it or not, shocking, when the stock was already up approximately 11%. And as recently as August 1st, the stock was trading at around $46. Again, the stock is now trading currently at around $52, $53. Keep in mind, this was rumored as a takeover target as far back as September 7th, 2017, when a Bloomberg article mentioned that, quote, Amcor explores takeover of packaging maker Bemis. That's why you'll always hear me on the show. I always encourage my listeners to comb the web like I do and read up on any and all articles that mention potential takeover targets. Sometimes past does become prologue, and which means history sets the context for the present. That was a little Shakespeare. So now I have approximately 10 potential takeover targets to talk about, and I only have an hour. So let's start right now, and like I always say, let's roll up our sleeves, let's sharpen our pencil, and get out a piece of paper. First, I have a situation where this stock, we're going to play guess this stock. This is a technology stock, and in 2008, the stock was as high as $148. In 2013, it went below $6. Could you name that stock? This is a stock that's a potential takeover target right now. From everything that I've read, it's called BlackBerry. The symbol is BB. The stock is currently trading at $10. Well, the 52-week high is $14.55. The 52-week low is $8.47. Again, I combed the web, and I found an article from Cantech. It was called the Cantech Letter, okay? And this was dated back on July 9th, 2018, kind of recently, less than a month ago. The Cantech Letter stated that BlackBerry might be a takeover around the corner, Senator Northland Wealth David Cokefield, stating the company has the company has transformed from a hardware company to what most people remember it as the Blackberries, to a software company. And this transformation has been a success, even if its share price isn't showing it yet. That's what this analyst said. This gentleman said, David Cokefield, okay? Also, the CEO of BlackBerry was quoted as saying, quote, "We're done with the turnaround. We've got a, we have a really good business here." That was Mr. Chen, the CEO of BlackBerry. Cokefield then goes on to say in the article, "I think that BlackBerry has turned the corner, and I think it still could be taken out by some larger interest. So, what did I do? What did I do for my listeners? I did more homework, and I went back to June 1st, 2017, and I noticed there was on CNBC, there was an article that stated that Citron Research, yes, Citron Research was bullish on BlackBerry because it said it will play a key role in autonomous cars and the Internet of Things. Citron Research also said BlackBerry was a perfect takeover target. So this was approximately a year ago. Back then, Citron put a 24-month price target of $20 a share on BlackBerry. Wow, $20 a share. The stock is currently trading at $10. Something to look at. Please put it on your just jot it down, and it's something definitely you want to maybe put on your wish list. The next company I'd like to talk about is called Elf Beauty, the symbol, Eddie Larry Frank. That's ELF. This is a beauty product company. The stock is currently trading at around $14. The 52-week high is $26. The 52-week low is a little bit over $13. On July 2nd, 2018, I found an article, Yahoo Finance. It stated that an analyst said that Elf Beauty is positioned as a takeover target. Unbelievable. The analyst is Linda Bolton Weiser. She maintained a buy rating with a $23 price target on it for 1 year. And then she went out and said she has a five-year price target of $40. In the article, she said Elf stock is trading at an attractive valuation at which it could be acquired. Yes, she said an attractive valuation at which it could be acquired. Let's go further. She made reference to Estee Lauder's recent acquisition of Too Faced for 5x sales, which it applied to Elf's estimated 2018 sales of $289 million, which implied a little bit over $1 billion takeout valuation. This also implies an approximate 50% premium to Elf's equity value. So if the stock is currently trading right now at a little bit over $14, if you put on an approximate 50% premium, as which she mentioned, that gets you to $21. Now, again, she's an analyst over at D.A. Davidson, a very good brokerage firm, and she's a senior analyst there. Just so you know, I had a conversation with her last week, and I did invite her on the show. She took a pass right now, but she has an open invitation, and she could call in anytime. Okay? I've seen her work. She's a very, very, very good analyst. Okay? Okay. I feel like I got a machine gun here, and I'm just shooting out potential takeover target information here for my listeners. Okay? So please, again, the dial-in number, please call me, is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Please give me a call. Tell me what's on your radar screen. I'm sharing with you what I found as I was combing the web. Okay, The third company here that I'd like to talk about, again, is a biotech company. It's called Incyte Corporation. The symbol is INCY, Ider, Nancy, Charlie, Yellow. Listen to this range in this biotech stock. The 52-week high, $140. The 52-week low, $60. It's currently trading today at approximately $62. Now, this company, if you do a little due diligence, you do some homework, over the last few years, has always been a rumored potential takeover target in the biotech space. So I found an article, Zach's Research, Zach's tremendous, tremendous resource to get good information, good intel on potential takeover targets. I'm going to make reference to April 13, 2018, okay? Mention Pharma M&A, which is, again, the acronym for Mergers and Acquisition, active this week for potential buyouts. One company they focused on was Incyte, INCY. The article said its strong oncology portfolio makes it an attractive pick for companies, namely Gilead, Amgen, and Bristol Myers, the usual suspects. Incyte's market value is currently approximately $13 billion, the article said. And the article also stated the primary reason why Incyte is ready for a buyout is because of the encouraging performance of its two marketed drugs, such as Jakafi and Iclusig. I hope I got those two, I said them correctly. The article stated the company is also working on its further label expansion. Meanwhile, Incyte's pipeline boosts candidates for immune therapy and rheumatoid arthritis when used in combination with other drugs. Also, keep in mind, I found a positive article on Incyte just recently. It was dated August 2nd, 2018, from Seeking Alpha. I always make reference to Seeking Alpha, a very good website to find good intel on public companies. And the headline said, "What?" The headline was Incyte getting more excited. All I'm just going to tell you is this. If you get a chance, do your homework on Incyte. I told you the 52-week high is approximately $140. The 52-week low is $60. The stock is currently trading at $62. Please do your own homework. Do your own due diligence. This could be a diamond in the rough. Okay. On to the next potential takeover. A company called GameStop. That's correct. GameStop. The symbol is George Mary Eddy, GME. The stock is currently trading a little bit under $15. The 52-week high is $22.37. The 52-week low is $12.20. Reuters had an article dated June 18, 2018, less than 2 months ago. As you all remember, GameStop is the video game and electronics retailer. The article stated GameStop is holding talks with private equity firms about a potential transaction after receiving buyout interest. Like most brick and mortar retailers, GameStop has suffered from heightened competition from online companies, including Amazon. The article stated GameStop had hired a financial advisor to visit in these discussions. The article even mentioned Sycamore Partners as one of the private equity firms that has expressed interest in GameStop. Please keep in mind, in May, GameStop CEO departed his post after only 3 months on the job. The company said that the departure was for personal reasons. And then in June, GameStop tapped former Microsoft, that's right, Microsoft Xbox executive and board member Shane Kim as its interim CEO. Interesting. Microsoft, very good pedigree. Makes you think. Okay, just throwing it out there. The article also mentioned in May of 2018, it had received a letter from a shareholder hedge fund called Tiger Management LLC. And the company stated it values input from its investors. In the article, it stated CNBC reported that the letter from Tiger called for changes at the company and a strategic review. What have I always mentioned in the past? There's usually catalysts that are out there that could lead to a potential takeover. One catalyst could be an activist hedge fund. To me, it looks like Tiger Management may be that activist shareholder by stating in the article that it called for changes at the company and a strategic review. That could be the impetus for a potential takeover. Okay, that was GameStop. The next potential takeover, the next company I'd like to talk about is a company called FireEye. The symbol, Frank Eddie Yellow Eddie. F-E-Y-E. Okay? The stock is currently trading at $15 a share. The 52-week high is $19.36. The 52-week low is $13.40. This is an internet security company. I combed the web in a place that I usually find some very good material. Back on February 12th, 2018, I found on Investor Place, the headline was, "Why FireEye Deal Makes Some Sense for Microsoft." It said, the common business model isn't the commonality between two organizations. However, they're also both talking to the same target customer as well. The article continues to go on and say, the prospect of an acquisition of FireEye is neither a reason by itself to own FireEye or Microsoft stock. Most predicted buyouts never actually materialize. This particular possibility, however, holds a little more water than rumored acquisitions do, simply because the two become one with relative ease, and Microsoft has been buying security companies already. So I did a bit more homework and found a piece on the website called Fly.com. March 16, 2018, FireEye was in focus amid rumors rival Symantec and Cisco are watching the company closely during its turnaround. The article mentioned that in 2016 now, FireEye had rejected several takeover offers. It also stated in June 2016, FireEye had hired J.P. Morgan to explore a sale and was seeking $30 a share or more. Keep in mind, the stock's at only 15 now. But in a past CNBC interview with Jim Cramer from CNBC, the CEO said, quote, regardless of any takeover rumors, the company has to execute. We're just heads down executing. He said, control your own destiny and execute to it. That was FireEye. We have a caller, Franco from New York. Franco.
Hi, Mr. Cohen. How are you?
Good, Franco. Thank you for calling.
I have a particular stock and I would like your opinion about it.
Okay.
and it's called Chicken Soup for the Soul. The symbol is CSSE. What do you think? Should I buy?
Well, I don't give out recommendations to buy or sell, Franco, from New York. I just comb the web trying to find certain situations that I think people should put on their radar screen because they may be potential takeovers. I am a bit familiar with that company, CSSE, because I believe, and you correct me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, this was a company that went public probably within the last 12 months and is in the entertainment,
right.
And it's in the entertainment space, correct?
Yes, you're very knowledgeable, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I could not tell you, you know, if it's a potential takeover or not. I know it's in the entertainment space. I know that space occasionally starts to heat up, Franco, when there are people looking for properties, you know, to acquire, you know, certain entertainment companies. I'm not sure if this company qualifies for that. All I could tell you is this, okay. as I always tell people, just continue to do your own homework, do your research. At the end of the day, you'll make that final decision. And if you think it makes good business sense, then, you know, then you should pull the trigger if you believe it makes good business sense, Franco.
That's very good. Thank you for your advice. Thank you.
Okay, Franco, thank you very much for calling in.
I am comparing you with two other talk shows that I listen to. Takeover Talk and Jim Cramer in CNBC. And you are up there with them.
Oh, well, you know, Franco, you know, I am Takeover Talk, and you mentioned Jim Cramer. All I could just tell you is this. Some listeners put me up there with Jim Cramer from CNBC, and I say thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
that,
you.
Franco.
Thank you again, and I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you very much, Franco. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Franco from New York, by the way. He had a question in reference to a company called, I believe, Chicken Soup for the Heart. The symbol was CSSE. I really, you're going to have to do your homework on that one. It's in the entertainment space. That's not something that's on my radar screen, but I appreciate Franco calling in. Over the next 24 to 48 hours, I'll do some homework on that because, you know, sometimes you get your best ideas from other people. And I try to surround myself with smart people, okay? So that was Franco, and I thank Franco for calling in. Okay. You know what I'm going to take? I'm going to take a few seconds right now, and I'm going to take it's time for a commercial. And let me tell you who I'm going to talk about. You know, when I'm not combing the web and trying to find potential takeover targets for my listeners, I get hungry sometimes. And I know this is a national radio show, okay? But if you're ever, ever in Syosset, New York, and you're looking for a place, a good place for food, a good place for drink and food and just nice people, I recommend you go into a restaurant, a pub called The In-Between. That's correct. My friend Joe, he's the owner of The In-Between, and he makes you feel so comfortable. Again, great food, great drink, great people. That's The In-Between. I go there. If you're ever in New York, you're on Long Island, I recommend The In-Between. It's a great pub. Ask for Joe. You tell him Bobby Cohen sent you, okay? From Takeover Talk. Okay. That was The In-Between. Okay. Now, let's move forward now to the next company I'd like to talk about. JCPenney's. I know. Wow. JCPenney's. You're saying, Bobby, what are you thinking about? Yes. This company over the last few years has been taken out to the woodshed. The stock is currently trading. It's under the symbol JCP. The stock is trading at $2.32. The 52-week high is $5.57. The 52-week low is $2.25. There was an article. It was a Forbes article. That's correct. A very good periodical, a terrific magazine. The article was dated July 15, 2018. The title of the article was "Killing JCPenney. Can the iconic retailer be saved?" First, it states JCPenney has been in free fall in terms of revenue and its stock price. Well, that's the obvious, correct? The article gave the readers potential suitors. It was a good article. One possible suitor was Best Buy, and said Herbert Jolly, CEO of Best Buy, is credited for saving Best Buy, and the reporter believes he can do the same for JCPenney. Best Buy and JCPenney have the potential to create something special, the article said, but it will require a lot of work. The second suitor, well, again, is a name that I believe most of you know by now, is Amazon. And it said the second suitor is Amazon acquiring JCPenney. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, considering it mentions that Amazon is an e-commerce company that understands the strategic value of physical stores, hence the acquisition of Whole Foods. It is plausible Amazon could acquire JCPenney to expand its physical footprint and to expand its retail ecosystem. The article also mentioned that JCPenney might be an attractive takeover target for a home improvement retailer such as Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards. JCPenney has options, but what JCPenney doesn't have is time. It is entirely possible that JCPenney will go out of business within a few years. This was JCPenney's I just spoke about. It is extremely speculative, but the article made a case of it being a potential takeover for a handful of suitors. So do your homework, and like I always mention, I believe that you really only want to purchase something based first if you would want to buy it just on its own merit as a standalone company. Okay? Keep something in mind here, everybody. Please remember, making money in stocks is not easy. You have to do your own homework. I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets. Okay? So please, again, at the end of the day, I know I say it many times, continue to do your homework. Do your due diligence, okay? And if you need to speak to somebody, either it be an investment advisor or a broker, that is fine too. Okay? Again, let me tell you, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number. Please give me a call. Let me know what's on your radar screen. I'm sharing with you certain situations that are on my radar screen that I have found by combing the internet. Okay? Nothing proprietary with my information. If that means I'm doing the heavy lifting for my listeners, so be it. That's why I'm here. Okay? Okay. The next stock, believe it or not, it's two biotechs, but they're in the same space. So I painted them both with the same brush. Okay, the first company number one is called Madrigal Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is Mary David George Larry. That's Mary David George Larry. The stock is currently trading at $241. Listen to this range. The 52-week high is $326. The 52-week low is a little bit over $15. And the second company is called Viking Therapeutics. The symbol is Victor King Tom X-Ray, VKTX. The stock is currently trading a little bit over $10. The 52-week high is approximately $13.50. The 52-week low, listen to this, is 91 cents. I found a terrific Motley Fool article. Again, I make reference to Motley Fool many times on my show because it's a great resource, a great website to find information about companies, both takeovers and not, potential takeover targets. This was an article dated June 15th, 2018. The header was Cash for Nash, two top takeover targets and three potential buyers. It stated in the article, the next massive multi-billion dollar market for biopharma is the market for treatments of a certain type of liver disease. And the acronym of this disease is called NASH, Nancy Apple Sam Harry. So remember that acronym, NASH. Seems to be a hot buzz acronym in biotech these days. The article stated that an analyst predicts that the market treatment for NASH could be between $20 and $35 billion. Keep in mind, the article said, there is currently no approved treatment for NASH. So the market is currently wide open. The two companies, MDGL and VKTX, the reporter believes that Madrigal and Viking are likely to get gobbled up in the not-too-distant future. His words, not mine. The author's hunch is that, again, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Gilead Sciences, and Pfizer could be among the potential buyers. Again, the usual suspects. Big Pharma, as I would call it. He thinks the odds of either Bristol-Myers or Pfizer making a bid for either of these two smaller biotechs are pretty high. Both companies confirmed to Reuters, meaning, I believe, Bristol-Myers and Pfizer confirmed to Reuters in April that they're interested in acquisitions in the NASH space. Please keep in mind that neither company, Madrigal or Viking, have an FDA-approved treatment yet for NASH, okay? Please do your due diligence. I always say biotech investing is highly speculative. But with that being said, the reporter believes that both Madrigal and Viking have a high probability of being acquired within the next year. That's right. That was what was in the article, within the next year. As you could tell, this author of this article is extremely bullish on the NASH space and these two particular names. Okay. The next stock I'd like to talk about is a company called Cheniere Energy. The symbol is LNG, Larry Nancy George. Believe it or not, LNG is also an acronym for liquid natural gas, which is what Cheniere Energy is involved in. Cheniere Energy is currently trading at approximately $62.70. The 52-week high is $69.50. The 52-week low is $40.36. The website InvestorPlace, which I make reference to many times on my show, had an article dated June 15th, 2018. It stated there were three potential takeover targets in the article. we decided to focus on LNG, Cheniere Energy. This company is the only operational liquid natural gas export terminal in the Gulf area. This article mentions that demand for natural gas is surging in both Asia and Europe. And also, where EU policy is reportedly poised to cause demand for fossil fuel to accelerate over the next 5 years. The article even mentions that even Latin America appears to be getting into the act. The article also mentions that it's trading at just seven, that Cheniere is trading at just seven, at 7.3 times analyst consensus 2019 profit estimates. The article states Cheniere stock is very cheap. And many large energy companies, including ExxonMobil and Chevron, could likely afford to pay a 50% premium to its $16 billion market cap, which I did the simple math, which would put Cheniere stock, LNG, closer to $100 than where it's currently trading at now, which is a little bit under $63. That's Cheniere Energy. And also, keep in mind, I believe Carl Icahn owns approximately 9.9% of Cheniere Energy as well. And in the past, I have mentioned Carl Icahn. He's the man's a legend. A lot of people suggest he could be the or one of the smartest guys in the room. So do your homework on Cheniere Energy. The article mentioned that both ExxonMobil and Chevron could likely afford to pay a 50% premium to its current $16 billion market cap, which would, by me doing the simple math, would put the stock closer to $100 than where it's currently trading now, which is approximately a little bit under $63. Okay. The next company I'd like to talk to you about as a potential takeover target is called Cypress Semiconductor. That's correct. The symbol is CY, Charlie Yellow. Cypress Semiconductor is currently trading at $17.70. The 52-week high is $18.87. The 52-week low is $12.50. There was a recent August 2nd, 2018 article on a website called Investopedia. It was a very good article. The article mentions that Cypress already has been mentioned as a likely takeover target in a semiconductor industry that is consolidating, and in particularly as a potential takeover for a company called Broadcom. Now, if you know Broadcom, Broadcom has grown over the last many, many years by doing quite a few acquisitions. And it states that Broadcom has a long-term strategy of growing through acquisitions. And the chip-making industry as a whole has been achieving significant efficiency gains through M&A activity. And again, M&A, which again stands as the acronym for mergers and acquisitions. And also, I did a little bit more homework. I found that back on December 26, 2017, less than a year ago, in an Investor Daily article, the brokerage firm KeyBank, a very, very good brokerage firm, had identified Cypress Semiconductor as one of its top picks to get acquired. The analyst stated, and I quote, consolidation in semiconductors will increasingly be driven by the need to increase scale to enable higher levels of research and development spending. And finally, in the article, it mentioned how the potential for mergers and acquisitions is likely to put a floor under semiconductor stocks, mitigating any potential large pullback in the group. As was stated by a J.P. Morgan analyst back on December 1st, 2017. So I think you have to put Cypress Semiconductor on your radar screen. So far, I think I've given you 9 situations to take a hard look at, okay? The first one being BlackBerry, BB. Stock currently trading at approximately $10. The next situation I told you to look at was Elf Beauty, ELF, Eddie Larry Frank. Stock's currently trading at around $14.22. The next situation, a biotech, Insight Corp, INCY. Okay, stock currently trading at $62. The 52-week high of INCY is $140. The 52-week low is $60. Do your homework on that one, as all of them. The next situation I told you to take a hard look at was GameStop, symbol George Mary Eddy. Stock's currently trading at $14.90. The 52-week high is $22.37. The 52-week low is $12.20. That was GameStop. Then, a company called FireEye, symbol F-E-Y-E, Frank Eddy Yellow Eddy. Stock's currently trading at $15. The 52-week high is $19.36. The 52-week low is $13.40. And this was a situation that you need to take a hard look at, and you definitely need to do your homework on this one. Then the next one was the inexpensive, low-price stock of JCPenney, JCP. Stock's currently trading at $2.32. The 52-week high is $5.57. The low is $2.25. This was a Forbes article. They mentioned a handful of potential suitors, one being potentially Best Buy. The next one could be Amazon. And they also mentioned that home improvement retailers such as Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards may also have an interest in this name. And they said JCPenney has options, but what JCPenney doesn't have is time. So, again, do your homework and your due diligence on JCPenney. Then we found 2 situations that were mentioned in a Motley Fool article, 2 biotechs, that the article says that could be a potential takeover for three potential buyers in the biotech space, and it was Madrigal Pharmaceuticals, MDGL, Mary David George Larry, which trades at $241. 52-week high is $326. The 52-week low is $15.46. And another company in the same space, which is the NASH space, which is an acronym for a potential treatment for a kidney disease. And that's Viking Therapeutics, was the second company, trading at approximately $10.16. The 52-week high is $13.43. The 52-week low is $0.91. Okay? Those were those two companies in that space. Then I mentioned Cheniere Energy, the symbol LNG, which is an acronym also for liquid natural gas, currently trading a little bit under $63. The 52-week high is $69.50. The 52-week low is $40.36. And this article had mentioned that both ExxonMobil and Chevron could easily afford to pay a 50% premium to its current $16 billion market cap, which would then put the stock closer to $100 than where it is currently trading at now, which is a little bit under $63. Then I had just mentioned to you Cypress Semiconductor, the symbol CY. They're a chip maker, and the stock is currently trading at $17.70. The 52-week high is $18.87, and the 52-week low is $12.50. And it was a very good Investopedia article that was dated August 2nd, 2018, that had mentioned that Cypress has already been mentioned as a likely takeover target. So that is, that one is Cypress Semiconductor. Now, I'd like to mention to you, I have one more situation I would like for you to look into, and I'd like to tell you about it right now. It's a company called Wisdom Tree Investment. The symbol is WETF, Willie Eddie Tom Frank, WETF. The stock is currently trading at $8.20. The 52-week high is $13.41. The 52-week low is a little bit under $8, $7.92. This is an asset management company. They have many ETFs, which is an acronym for, you hear about it a lot, exchange-traded funds. Now, back on February 26, 2018, Seeking Alpha, again, a very good website to get information about companies, public companies, and potential takeover targets, had a few bullet points. And it mentioned that Wisdom Tree is struggling to keep up with larger passive rivals in the U.S. market. And the asset management industry is seeing growing consolidation within country-specific managers being acquired by global names. That was the second bullet point. The third bullet point, they said, was the author of this article from Seeking Alpha believed Wisdom Tree fits this description and would be an attractive target for a manager looking to build its ETF product suite in the United States. And there were two potential suitors that were mentioned in the Seeking Out in the article. One being BlackRock, which is a very big company, and the next one was also State Street, which is also a very large company. So they mentioned two potential suitors in the article for Wisdom Tree could be either BlackRock and State Street. So I did a little bit more digging and found on Barron's.com, a very good periodical, a terrific financial magazine. And this was an article that was dated back September 22nd, 2017, less than a year ago, okay? But, you know, a lot has happened probably within the last 10, 11 months, so you have to do your homework, as I always say, and see if there's even more up-to-date information that I may not, you know, that I may not be mentioning, okay? And the article, the headline of the article read, Wisdom Tree, a potential takeover target. And that was with a question mark. Back then, a Credit Suisse analyst stated that Wisdom Tree's operating margins have been pressured due to new investments, but thinks WisdomTree's new technology solutions platform, which includes model portfolios, could drive ETF flows from advisors. In the article in Barron's, he also thinks the company is a potential takeover target. Okay? Again, this is WisdomTree Investments. Let me share with you. I know the founder of WisdomTree. His name is Jonathan Steinberg. He's the CEO. I remember when he started this company, I believe, back in 2005, 2006. In my mind, Jonathan Steinberg is a winner, okay? So based on my experience with Jonathan Steinberg as the CEO and me believing this man is a winner and getting and combing through the internet and getting the information about this being a potential takeover target, I think you need, again, to sharpen your pencil and do your own homework on WisdomTree. I also feel free. With any of these recommendations, you could call me back next week or the week after and tell me what you think after you did your own homework on any of these situations. I believe so far today, I was able to give you 10 potential takeovers here. Again, they are potential takeovers. You have to do your own homework. Like I always said, I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets, okay? Also, I think we have a few minutes here. Please, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number for Takeover Talk. I'm Bobby Cohen, so please, please, we have a few extra minutes here. Please call in, okay? Again, please remember, like I always tell you, making money in stocks is not easy. You have to do your own homework, okay? Also, as an aside, people always ask me, Bobby, over and above combing through the web, what is it that you like to listen to? What shows do you like to listen to? Which commentators or reporters do you think highly of? Okay, you know what? I listen to CNBC just like most people. I listen to Bloomberg TV, Bloomberg Radio regularly as well. I think David Faber on CNBC is a fabulous reporter when he really grinds down and looks for similar. I mean, not that I could hold a candle to David Faber, but he gets information on potential takeovers, and he talks about it on CNBC. I comb the web, okay? I try to do the best job I can for my listeners, okay? And so I listen to David Faber. I also, again, when I have CNBC on, I listen to Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer is terrific. He is he gives you a wealth of information. He's extremely knowledgeable. The man is, he used to work at Goldman Sachs, and then he had his own hedge fund. So I tip my hat off to both David Faber and to Jim Cramer, as well as, the other reporters that are on CNBC and also on Bloomberg Radio and Bloomberg TV. Back in the day, back in the mid-90s and late 90s, I myself owned a brokerage firm. I was on Bloomberg TV and Bloomberg Radio as well. But again, I can't hold a candle to like I mentioned, Jim Cramer or to David Faber or really any of the other people that are on CNBC or Bloomberg. Again, I'm just here. I'm here for you people, okay? You know, my listeners. I try to get you the most, again, I'm here, I am here because I want to focus on to try to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. All I could say is this, my hour is almost over, okay? And I hope that I could be helpful, or I was helpful to each and every one of you listening today. And again, my email address, if you'd like to email me and communicate with me, it's R. Cohen, that's R-C-O-H-E-N, 9074 at AOL.com. That's R. Cohen, 9074 at AOL.com. Please shoot me off an email, okay? Tell me what you're looking at. Share your ideas with me. Like I mentioned to you early in the show and even during the show, I get my best ideas from other people. I try to surround myself with very smart people and hence then try to get information that I could disseminate to my listeners, which are the people that are listening right now to my show, okay? And again, I'm looking right now, Doug, my time is over. So I just want to thank everyone for listening today, August 6th. This has been Takeover Talk. I'm looking forward again for next week so I could share with you some additional potential takeover targets. And I will be doing my homework. And again, you do your homework. You do your due diligence. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, please email me at rcohen9074 at AOL.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. And thank you again for listening to Takeover Talk. And I'm Bobby Cohen. Thank you, Doug. And thank you, BBSRadio.com. Thank you again. Bye-bye now.